Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Karmali. My co-host here, Dave Popwich. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm well. How about you, Faisal?
Oh, it's the winter.
Come on.
It's the winter.
Come on. We've had a great fall.
Yeah, well, that's looking back. You know, we had a great fall. Now I'm just falling.
No.
On the ice, on the snow.
No.
It's going to happen. Here we go.
It's going to be fine. We're going to have a great winter.
So you might remember that I have a new car, right? And so I walked into the, on Friday in the morning, I walked into the kitchen, kids are there having their breakfast, and I'm like, this is my baby's first winter. And they're looking at me like I'm, you know, on something.
Yeah, because they're
like,
not babies.
And then they're like, what do you mean? We've been, and I'm like, not you, my car. And they're like, they were so offended that I didn't call them my babies anymore. But when I do call them my babies, they get offended anyway. So it was a win-win weekend for me.
Well, see, and so I'm well aware that you got a new car because you won't let me drive it. Now I understand why.
Well, because you can't drive. I've seen how you drive, man. People on the sidewalk are scared of you when you drive.
That's fair. That's a fair fear. Yeah, you got it.
And, you know, these are some of the things that we're going to be talking about today. You know, people buying cars, spending money. Inflation is a big, big issue.
Yep.
We are seeing record numbers in inflation numbers. How is it going to impact retirement? We're going to talk about that. You know, there's a challenge for a lot of parents when they speak to their children about saving for the long term.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, the 10% rule. Put money aside, put 10% of your money every year. And that's a disciplined approach. It's been around for many years. We're going to actually show and share a different way of doing things now, considering all the restraints and issues that happen as you go through your life from buying a home, raising children, all the way to retirement. It's called the Rule of 30. And we're going to talk about the Rule of 30 and how parents can give some guidance to their children. In fact, they can even buy the book that we're going to bring the author on the show about that and really help. And you know, we've touched on this one, brain science.
Mm-hmm.
There are 6 secrets to brain science to help you in your decision-making process when it comes to your portfolio or your retirement.
Well, and it's an important piece to be doing at this time because the fear can often lead to emotional and often bad decision-making, right? And so this fear of inflation, we know we're getting lots of questions about that creeping in. People are at risk of making bad decisions given the input. So that's going to be an important
piece. Brain science behind that to help you. I think that's great. This week in the markets was very interesting. Interesting, and because of what's happening, we're hearing inflation numbers. It was tech earnings week.
Yep.
One of the largest tech companies changed their name from Facebook to Meta, or Metaverse, if you want to look at the whole company's situation. A lot of concentration on earnings, and I think finally we're there again. It seems like we have to wait for every quarter for the market to realize that, you know, businesses are making revenue and they're making profit and they have an earnings per share. And that's what the price of a company should be based upon, not the hype and the assumptions of everything else.
Right.
So I like earnings season. I like when it comes to these big companies, those who are software or product based, hardware based, because you get to see a bit more of what's happening. And there's a tinge of, hey, growth still matters.
Well, it gets to the fundamentals, right? So in between earnings season, we run into this scenario. Well, you know, if you're doing a report, you're talking about general economic things, and then people have to anticipate what that might mean for earnings. But when you get to earnings reports, you actually get the fundamentals of a company.
Yeah.
Right? And when we're investing in companies, we're investing in their future cash flows and growth and so on and so forth. So it is interesting, but it was a very interesting spread. You know, you look at big tech. There's some big differences in terms of what those reports were this week, right? So what we're seeing is that there are inflation, supply chain issues are impacting companies very differently.
Yeah.
And so it's important now to understand what those impacts are going to be on each individual company.
Tech companies got a lot of attention in the media this week because of earnings, but there were a lot of energy companies who had earnings this week. Many of them have increased cash flow now. Not only because of the price, but because of what they've done on their expense control. So their cash flow is actually increasing, but their capital investment is not.
Well, that's exactly right. These companies have gone through, particularly Canadian companies, have gone through years now of right-sizing, right? They're efficient operators. And what we're seeing now is they're very dynamic cash flow generators.
Yeah.
And so even in a week where you saw some volatility of oil prices, the commodity price, commodity price coming down certain days, and you're seeing oil energy company shares. Prices, the producers and operators, you know, still continuing to move higher.
Some are starting a dividend, some are increasing a dividend. They have, that tells you, where's that capital going? They're not able to reinvest it into their own business. They are going to be passing it on to shareholders, which isn't a common theme for energy companies. They don't normally be labeled as a dividend payer.
Right.
It's nice to have the dividend as an investor, but what that means is the money's not there to reinvest, so the return on investment isn't as high. When you have those issues of lack of capital investment by energy companies, that also says there's going to be an issue with supply.
That's right.
And because there's an issue with supply, and there's demand, and demand increases as we get through this pandemic.
Mm-hmm. And part of the inflationary story is energy, and you know, absolutely these things are connected. Now, what's interesting is we also got some economic data, GDP out of U.S. and Canada, and interesting, slowing down. Right, so third quarter GDP in the United States came in well below expectation at 2%. We don't know the final Q3 on Canada yet, but if you look at the data we received this past week, it would indicate somewhere around at 1.92% annualized growth rate. So below expectation and slower certainly than the second quarter. So the COVID impact, supply chain impact, a bunch of things going on, people's confidence to go out and spend, right? But you know what's interesting is take the U.S. So we get this conversation around stagflation coming.
Yeah, I was going to mention that to you. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, the United States now, at the end of the third quarter, even with its disappointing Q3 GDP print, the economy is now larger than what it was pre-pandemic. We're 1% in Canada below pandemic total activity in our country. So interesting conversation to talk about stagflation. Interesting about inflation. Is it transitory? Is it taking longer? All of these things. Growth is still happening. The headlines can often skew people in a different direction. They get this emotional reaction, right?
And a lot of individuals are reading the headline issue. Not only just the headline on a newsprint or on the website, but they're just hitting the headline issue. And let's say energy companies going up. This is the first month that we've seen a 10% increase in energy prices.
Right.
This is an 18-year high in inflation. Like those headline issues, when we start to drill down, and we're going to discuss this later on the show, is inflation and the impacts to the individual and going through retirement. We're going to discuss how, you know, these types of issues and how you react to them is what you'll dictate on your portfolio. And so how do you have that approach? I think with the number of hours of research we've been doing just this week alone, like the amount of time we've been spending reading, and I don't think people understand what happens before you and I go on the radio or on TV to give the news reports and so forth. You know, we're reading around 300 pages of data, research, information prior to just getting on in the morning.
Like, it's hours a day.
My 5 a.m. is reading 300 pages of data just to get that information. I also do that at night, right? So this is why I don't have a life, right? This is because I'm reading all this stuff. But when you're starting to read, you're looking for trends, you're looking for information, looking for research, you're looking for opportunity.
Yep.
And more importantly, we're looking for risk.
Yeah, and don't forget that part. People always forget the risk mitigation.
I want to make sure that when we're investing, we're not taking on substantial amount of risk for every incremental 1% rate of return in the portfolio.
Right.
Because that's going to actually bring the higher risk when things turn, because they will.
Yep.
It's a huge impact to the individual. And so I think when we look at the amount of work that's being done today by portfolio managers like you and me, you know, it's not just what happens when you see us on TV or hear us on radio at 7 a.m. and goes all the way till, let's say, 5 o'clock. It's the hours outside of that
that's
we're doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
Right? And those hours of research and reading and working and talking to professionals and money managers around the world, that's where the part comes into play. Because it's not like two people can do it all, but I think the research part, and in our research, we're seeing a lot of different pieces of information that bring up risk that we need to be careful of. One of it is inflation.
That's right. And how to position, and you can profit and protect. Right? From anything. Inflation happens to be the hot topic right now, but there are certain things you can do in portfolios. And so it's important that you're dynamic and nimble to handle those things. We got to talk about all of this stuff, right? Not just portfolio positioning, but how does that feed into the larger lifestyle goal so that inflation doesn't erode your purchasing power and you can't live the life you want.
Yeah, it's inflation and taxes are the two biggest expenses that's going to happen to you throughout your retirement.
Right.
So you need to figure out a way to bulletproof it, how to protect it, and still enjoy the lifestyle you want. So we have a seminar that we're going to be talking about all these issues, provide you with a solution that we believe is the right way to go through to bulletproof your retirement. And we're going to talk about that on Tuesday, November 16th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
You want to learn about the six brain secrets that are going to help you make the right decisions for your portfolio? Stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.